Hey, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. How's everybody doing today? Well, you know what? I'm doing good. I know I say I'm doing good every day. That's because that is the absolute truth. Every day is a great day. And in fact, today, I've got a great podcast for you. This may sound odd when I tell you that we're going to be talking about hypnotism, hypnotizing, but it's called Hypno Babies. And no, it's not about hypnotizing babies. This is more about relaxation during childbirth. So this is going to be something that's going to be great for the woman who's going to be giving birth to the child and for the partner, the person that's going to be there with them. But you're going to get more information from my guests as far as what this HypnoBabies is all about. But like I said, it's not about hypnotizing the babies, so don't worry about that. It's not anything odd. It's very, very interesting. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this show.
Earth does have a frequency, and there's sound, there's resonance, there's frequency all around us. So, Carrie, take it away. Tell us who you are and what this Hypno Babies thing is all about.
Okay, well, I'm Carrie Tishoff. I am the founder and director of Hypno Babies Hypnobirthing Childbirth Education Program. And so, what I tell everybody right off the bat is that we do not hypnotize babies, because that's the first thing they hear. But we do teach self-hypnosis to pregnant people all over the world to help them have an easier pregnancy, birthing, and postpartum. And of course, hypnosis can be used for many other things than pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. So we do help people with eliminating nausea while they're pregnant and other times, and eliminating fear, the fear of childbirth, eliminating insomnia, things like that. Help with breastfeeding with hypnosis. I know I probably should start with what hypnosis is. Okay. So most people think that hypnosis is what they see on the stage. People being picked out of the audience by the hypnotist, and that is a skill, picking people who really do want to participate. And then they get up there, and it looks as though the hypnotist is hypnotizing them to quack like a duck or sing like Elvis or whatever. But in reality, these people want to be part of the entertainment. And it's silly and fun, but it's not real therapeutic hypnosis. So, real therapeutic hypnosis is a very focused form of concentration. And it is when you are focused so deeply on one thing that everything else seems to fade out a little bit. And we are in those states of hypnosis many times a day. So, for instance, when you're waking up and going to sleep, you're in hypnosis. When you are reading anything, whether it's a book or your Kindle or something online, you get into an alpha state of hypnosis from your eyes moving back and forth, and also the depth of whatever it is that you're focusing on. You get really interested in that thing, so you're focused very deeply on it. Anytime we're watching a screen of any kind, and we got a lot of screens now,
We do.
so you're in hypnosis. So it could be a movie, it could be scrolling through your phone, whatever it is, you end up in a state of hypnosis. And of course, when we're driving, everybody's experienced this. You're driving along, you're thinking about what's going to happen when you get wherever you're going. And all of a sudden, you're 5 minutes down the road and you have no conscious memory of what just happened in that last 5 minutes. And you were in a state of hypnosis. So your subconscious was basically driving you while your conscious mind was thinking, focusing on something else. And so we are in states of hypnosis all the time. It's nothing alien. It's nothing different. It's not religious. It's not airy fairy. It's just what our minds and bodies do together. So in therapeutic hypnosis, we take that a step farther. We actually direct the depth of the hypnosis and the suggestions, that is, hypnotic directives or messages to the subconscious mind to be of benefit to you. So if we have the conscious mind up here and we have the subconscious mind down here, in between is something called the critical faculty. And it's the guardian, it's the filter, and it decides what gets in and stays in to the subconscious. So in hypnosis, we relax the body first, usually, because we need to be in a state of very relaxed. You know, you can't be walking or running or anything, or, you know, doing something, cooking or whatever. You have to be in a fully supported position and allow each part of your body to relax, and then your mind can relax. And how we do that is usually by counting backwards or imagining going downstairs. Did you have a question?
I do, because when you say the fully relaxed position, now that does not mean you have to be laying down though, correct? Because you're driving and you're seated and you fall into that hypnosis.
Right, but that's different. We're taking you much deeper into hypnosis. So you actually have to be either laying down or seated when you are learning and practicing the hypnosis. Now, I'll talk about this a little bit more, but once you have the hypnosis, let's just go back for a second.
Yeah.
So in hypnosis, we've got the conscious mind, the subconscious, and the critical faculty. And in order to get down to the subconscious to do our work, we have to make the critical faculty take a nap. And that's where relaxing the body and then relaxing the mind with counting backwards or imagining going down steps or imagining a pretty scene, something that relaxes you deeply, really, really works. And it takes you down to the subconscious. And then the subconscious is where everything that you have ever heard, seen, felt, thought, or experienced lies in a big vault. And so what we want to do is not take anything out, but what we're doing is we're basically updating its software. So we're bringing in some software from the side and we're updating belief systems about whatever it is that is going to benefit you. So for instance, if it's a phobia, you know, what we're doing is we're putting new software in that says spiders are okay, you know, in much more depth than that. And then the subconscious, which is actually doesn't know the difference between reality and fantasy. It's like a five-year-old child. It goes, oh, okay, if you do that enough, if you do that enough, if you bring it in enough, every single day you reinforce, every single day you reinforce, so that it doesn't go back to its original belief systems about the spiders. And so in hypno babies or in hypnosis for childbirth, all the suggestions are for wonderful things for the pregnant person, you know, that pregnancy is normal, that childbirth is normal, that they're going to have a great experience, that the sensations that they're going to feel are perfectly normal. Pushing, pulling, tightening, stretching, baby movements, all those things are perfectly normal and they're going to happen, but they're just not going to happen with as much discomfort associated with them as one would normally have in childbirth. And so that's the new software. But every day it's reinforced, and every day it's reinforced more and more and more until the baby comes. And what's happening is we are basically programming in, for lack of a better word, or embedding in post-hypnotic suggestions, so that when they get into their birthing, which is what we call childbirth or labor, they just use the post-hypnotic suggestions, their physical cues, their emotional cues, their words. And when they use those post-hypnotic suggestions, they can be in any position and that hypnosis will activate and kick in and produce the effect that they have been practicing for the last 2 months. So that's how hypnosis works.
Okay, so a couple of things and a couple of questions on this. This kind of sort of sounds like a changing of the mindset and creating new habits. So like you said, the software and the hardware, the brain is the hardware, or that's how I envision it. But also, the hypnosis, this is self-hypnosis once they learn how to do this, correct? So it's not somebody that gets on the phone and says, okay, you're going into labor. Now breathe and count. It's not like that, right? Or there's nobody on the phone walking you through that. That's good.
I just want to expand on that so that people understand. In our program, it is set up so that you can use the hypnotic techniques, or what we call cues, any way you want to. So you get into your birthing, and we have tracks, audio tracks, that will keep you deeply in hypnosis and keep activating and activating and activating the software that you've been programming in all this time. So it's basically all done for you to keep you in hypnosis and much more comfortable. However, the person is already embedded, their subconscious mind is already embedded with all of those cues and techniques, so that all they have to do is say or think those cues and it's activated. So they can do it all in their own mind. They can say it out loud. They can have their birth partner touch their shoulder or forehead, which is a physical cue in HypnoBabies. And those techniques, that hypnoanesthesia, which I'll talk about in a minute, activates in their body, in their birthing body. So the whole middle part of their body, even down into their thighs, wherever they would like to direct it to, because that has been part of the techniques and the programming as well. They can also have their birth partner read there's four pages now of what we call birth prompts. So we give them that in what's called the birth partner's guide. And the birth partner can read these phrases that activate the cues. So if they want their birth partner or their hypno doula, if they have hired a hypno doula, to say these phrases, they activate the cues. These are all the things that they have been doing all this time to update their software. So okay. those can be brought into play. So they can use the hypnosis in just about any way that they want, as long as they actually use it during their birthing.
So right now I want to jump in because the way we're listening to you talk about this, I think there would be people, at least on my end of the listeners, who will freak out and say, oh my gosh, so that means that I'm going to be programmed. And then when afterwards somebody can say, yabba dabba do, and I'm going to go into a trance. That's not what is happening, and that's not what is going to happen to the folks, right?
That is correct. And you were right when you said before that it is self-hypnosis, because all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You are always completely in control when you're first learning hypnosis and when you're using it. So nobody can ever make you do anything or, you know, embed anything that is against whatever it is that you believe. You are in control enough 100% to say to yourself, I'm going to enter hypnosis or not. I am going to accept these suggestions, which, remember, are positive messages that benefit me, or not. I'm going to come out of hypnosis or not. And you can stay in, and in HypnoBabies, for instance, our moms are able to walk and talk and move around and change positions and eat and drink and go to the bathroom and do whatever they want and still stay deeply in hypnosis, because that's the way the program is set up. You're always in hypnosis. But if you need to walk around and talk and, you know, do whatever, communicate with your caregivers, change positions, which is good for the baby. It's good for descent and positioning of the baby and for the mother to change positions sometimes, then you can, without the loss of hypnotic depth and without the loss of comfort.
Okay. Now, in these days, there's a lot of single parent, single birthing. So you had been mentioning and talking about, you know, if it's the couple or something like that. But what happens if it's an unfortunate situation where it's just the mom, the birth giver going in, and she does not have anybody there for support to touch or to give the cue. How does that work in this situation?
Well, HypnoBabies is set up so that if the student does have a partner, they have something to do. A partner could be their husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or mother or aunt or friend or whatever. And we help them understand that they, you know, can help this person, the birthing person, mm-hmm. when they're in their birthing by doing certain things. And we've had thousands of single people go through HypnoBabies because it is also set up so that you can do it completely by yourself. And that's important because if you think about it, there are even people who have a partner, but the partner didn't want to get involved, really, either in the preparation of the birthing or at the birthing itself, or if the birthing mother gets there and says, I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to touch me. Don't come near me. I'm doing my own hypno thing. It has to be set up that way. It has to be set up in such a way that they can use all the cues and techniques in their head or listen to the birthing tracks and still be very deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable.
Okay. We're talking about, well, you've mentioned several times about birthing tracks. So we're talking about sounds, frequencies, resonant frequencies and things like that. Is that correct?
Well, the tracks, it's interesting you should ask that. The tracks that they listen to prepare for birthing have the same music in them, which becomes an absolute hypnotic cue for entering hypnosis. It's just true that anytime you hear something or do something over and over again, it becomes part of your entrainment. So if, for instance, no, this isn't about music, but if a person was to use a certain scent, like an aromatherapy or essential oils during their practice for birthing, whether they're using hypno or not, then when they get into their birthing time, which is what we call labor, then they use that scent and it automatically takes them back to whatever relaxation and things that they were doing when they were using that scent. Mm-hmm. Well, in our case, the music becomes part of that entrainment so that the second the music starts, people automatically start going into hypnosis. In addition to that, we use binaural beats. And that is where you have to use headphones like you and me. You have to have both in, okay? So in one side is one frequency with the binaural beats. On the other side is another frequency, and it creates a completely different third frequency in the middle so that starts a brain entrainment or hemispheric synchronization and helps the person go into hypnosis, stay into hypnosis, and accept the suggestions much better. So it's not just about the music, but it's also about the binaural beats helping them. And the second that music starts, when they're listening to the birthing tracks, and both the birth preparation tracks and the birthing tracks are the music with the voiceover over it, you know, that's all about deepening the relaxation. It's all about deepening the hypnosis. It's all about the cues and embedding the cues. And when they're in their birthing, it's about activating the cues. So the hypnoanesthesia flows wherever they would like it to be.
So for the folks who are listening and watching, and they're being really skeptical about this, I want them to really think about, like you said, granted, these are just songs, but sometimes when you hear a song, it takes you back to that moment. It's almost the same thing. Granted, those songs that you listen to on the radio or, you know, Stairway to Heaven or whatever it is, and it takes you back to that, oh, I remember. Very similar, but there's no binaural beats. And when Carrie's talking about the two different frequencies and you have that third, it's almost like a third eye in the center. It's how I approach it and look at it. And my experience is when I'm reading and I've listened to the sound, and this was actually, I was never a smoker, but it was a self-hypnosis, how to stop smoking. And it had binaural beats, the frequencies in there. I would read a book. And then when I put the book down, I come back, it could be a week later, I open the book, I turn it on, I've got my headphones on. Like I said, boom, I'm right back into that book, writing a story exactly where I left off. And if people have never tried anything like that with binaural beats, even though we're talking about hypno babies and birthing, try it. It works.
It does. And another thing about hypno babies that's important for people to know is I keep mentioning hypnoanesthesia. So there is a real thing that I discovered as a hypnotherapist where people, it is rare because there's not that many people who have to experience this, but there are people who are allergic to medical anesthetics. And they're so allergic that they can't actually ever use them, but they have to have surgery or medical treatments, whether it's a dental treatment or a medical treatment, without the anesthesia, or they use a hypnotist. Now, that is alien to most people, yes. That you could actually go through an entire surgery with just hypnosis. However, when you work at a certain level of depth of hypnosis, and it's called somnambulism, which is what we put into hypnobabies, you're at a depth where you can create in the body an entire part of the body that is numb. So it's called hypnoanesthesia. And people can go through that medical treatment or even that entire surgery because programmed into the hypnosis that they have been embedding into their subconscious is our suggestions, which remember are hypnotic directives to the subconscious mind and the body, that the surgeon's knife or whatever treatment that is, that whatever they're going to feel is just a tingling or a numbing feeling. Or sometimes they let them choose their own feeling. It's just a soft touch like a feather. And that way they're able to get through the entire surgery without any medical anesthetics. So once I learned that was a thing, that's how I created hypno babies, so that our moms can go through their birthing time with hypnoanesthesia in the parts of their body that they need. And that could be their entire abdomen. It could be their cervix that's opening up. It could be their perineum where the baby's coming out, and could be down their thighs because some people have pressure that runs down their thighs when they're having a baby, or it could be in their back. They could have back labor like I did. When I was having my babies, because there's a lot of pressure on the nerves in the spine. So they can use that hypnoanesthesia and direct it to the parts of their body that they really need it during their birthing.
Okay. Well, this is actually a perfect time for me to let people know that they can go to hypnobabies.com, and there's a wealth of information that you have there on explaining everything from what is hypnobabies, what is hypnosis, and everything that we're talking about right now. So the website's laid out very, 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 very nicely. There's some podcasts on there that talk about this. The other thing too is this is really, can I say, a proven fact, because there have been studies done to show and questions asked of women after they've given birth, how was your experience? So,
well,
this is true stuff, right? It's true stuff.
It is. Interestingly, I mean, we've done our own studies and it's been phenomenal. However, on our own students, however, if you look for studies of hypnosis for childbirth, you will find that they have studied them in a very different way than what we do in hypnobabies. So, for instance, they will give them one hypnosis track to listen to for a month before they give birth. And I don't know what's on the track, but they say it's hypnosis and it's about childbirth and making childbirth better. And afterwards, you know, of course, they're interviewing them. And yes, it was better. It was a little better. It was a lot better. It was great. I loved it. I got to say, that's not really hypnosis for childbirth. So I wish that somebody, and it's not going to be me, would put up the money to really study real therapeutic hypnoanesthesia for childbirth. That's what we use in hypnobabies. I don't have the money, or I would do it. But we do surveys of our students, and you know, the outcomes are really great. Now, does everybody have a wonderful, terrific, fantastic, life-changing birth? No, they don't. And there are many reasons for that. The dynamics of childbirth themselves, the way that people have chosen to give birth, you know, the place they've chosen to give birth, the people who are in attendance when they choose to give birth. And we do teach them all about probably the best case scenarios and all of those things. But people are people. They want what they want. Childbirth is very personal. And things sometimes happen. For instance, complications in the mother or the baby. Pretty much all bets are off, you know, when stuff happens. And there are people who don't do the work. You got to show up. You got to do the work. And what I mean by that is it's really delightful to read all the materials that we have in HypnoBabies that support everything that you're doing by listening to the tracks as you entrain yourself to these hypnosis cues. But you got to do it. You got to actually read it. Now, we are at a place where people, for some reason, don't want to read the supporting information on just about anything. But you do. You have to show up and you have to read the materials and you have to follow the directions. You can't choose this track, but not that track. You can't choose to do this schedule and not that schedule. You can't skip over class number three. It just doesn't work that way. So there are people who will do these sorts of things and then be very surprised that it's not working for them when they get into their birthing. However, the majority of people who do the work and learn, practice, and use HypnoBabies as directed have much easier births, much easier births. They get in there, they use the cues and techniques. They actually also follow the things that we suggest to them about bringing certain people and not bringing certain people to their birthing who have a negative or positive effect on their birth, things like that. There's a lot to HypnoBabies because it is a complete childbirth education program. And so we teach everything from nutrition and exercise and staying healthy and low risk and all the stages of birthing and positions in birthing that are much more conducive to helping the baby come down and out. And of course, postpartum. So there is a lot to HypnoBabies and there's a lot of benefit from it if people learn, practice, and use it as directed in our written materials and not from something their friend sent them. Oh, my friend sent me a couple of HypnoBabies tracks. No, that's not a thing.
So really, folks, they need to hold themselves accountable. And like I said, they need to go through step one, two, three, four, all the steps in sequential order. Don't jump around. Don't go from one to five to two to three and then say, I covered it all. That's not how it works, right? You have to do step by step by step.
That's right. And I just want to say that that is the same whether you're taking a group class with a HypnoBabies instructor, of which there are hundreds of instructors all over the US, a couple in Canada, and a few in Australia right now, or whether you're doing our self-study course, which is called the HypnoBabies Home Study Course, and that you can get the materials yourself and read the books and all of that and touch everything and highlight everything, or you can do our self-study course, which is called the Online Home Study Hypnobirthing Course. If you do any of those things, you still have to do them the correct way as directed for the best benefits.
Now, can this be a shared experience? Can both the birthing person and the partner do this together, listen to these, and have a shared experience? Or is this not how it works?
Well, it's interesting you should say that. The birth partners would do well to read all the materials that the pregnant person has and listen to each of their tracks one time. But it will not benefit them as much because there's a ton of stuff inside these tracks that are all about cervixes and uteruses and, you know, women things, people, pregnant people things. And so on that note, We would like them to listen to those tracks one time so they know what's on them. However, the birth partners all get their own hypnosis track in HypnoBabies. And that comes from a birth partner who walked into my HypnoBabies class maybe 15 years ago with his pregnant wife. And she was fine. She was having her third baby, but he was a bag of rags. He was so nervous and saying they treated her so badly last time. And I don't know if I can go through this again. And I went, man, this guy needs help. And so I went and wrote and recorded a track just for birth partners where they get to, you know, relax in a fully supported position. You can't do this while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Then they get to pick a word. Once they're in hypnosis, they get to pick a word that means something to them, something calming, something relaxing. So please don't use the word pizza. Use calm, relax, peace, something quiet and calm. And then that, with repetitive listening, gets embedded into the subconscious as a cue to help them become calm and relaxed no matter what during the rest of the pregnancy and during the birthing, so that they can help the pregnant person and birthing person much more easily and calmly.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned again about the driving part, because this isn't something like an audio book where you can drive and listen to it. And, you know, whether you're the birthing person or the support person, you can't say, well, I went through all the steps. Well, what did you do? Well, I was listening to it every day I was going to work. Does not work like that. So
no, because the conscious mind needs to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. The critical faculty needs to take a nap. And they can't do that if you're driving or doing anything else. Running, yeah. Jogging, showering, cooking, playing with the kids. That's not how this works. However, we do have affirmations tracks. We have a joyful pregnancy affirmations track that has a different background music so that they don't instantly go down into hypnosis when they put it on, that can be listened to at any time. When you're driving to work and back, when you're playing with the kids, when you're cooking, you know, when you're dusting, whatever you're doing, that's just a quiet activity. You can have that on, you know, have your phone in your hip pocket and have it playing. And it's all one line phrases that help your conscious mind be in alignment with your subconscious mind. So from the outside in, we're helping to retrain the conscious mind to think very positively about pregnancy and childbirth, which so affects the brain. I know that sounds crazy, but the more positive thoughts you think, the more positive neural connections you make in your brain. And the opposite is true as well. So the more fears and the more negative thoughts that you have, you can actually damage slightly parts of the brain, like the frontal lobe, that really will help you if you have the positive coming in instead of the negative. Yeah. And that is proven. There's a wonderful book that is a starter book for everybody called Words Can Change Your Brain. And I suggest people get it and start learning about how the brain is affected by positive and negative thoughts and words. And in HypnoBabies, it's all positive because we want that effect on you. We want that effect on your brain. We want it that effect on your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. They all work together. And on top of that, if you think about it, people who sit and ruminate on fears about anything, but let's choose childbirth. They're basically making plans for their birthing by ruminating on that fear, because that is going to get down into the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is going to think, oh, that's what she wants. She wants that. And it could be, I don't want a cesarean. I don't want a cesarean. I don't want a cesarean. But because the mind jumps over the word don't, it doesn't process negatives the way that it processes positive things. Then basically they're subconscious mind is hearing, I want a cesarean. I want a cesarean. I want a cesarean. So think about this. If your goal was to buy a VW bug, so a VW Volkswagen bug, you would not spend a whole lot of time online or going to dealerships to buy a Cadillac. Why would you research all of that? Why would you start planning for something that you don't want? That's not going to get you anywhere near your goal. But if you plan for and think of and focus on and concentrate on and research what you want, you can eventually achieve your goal. And that's how it is in HypnoBabies or anything that you want in life. Stop thinking the negative things about it, because that's what your subconscious mind thinks you want, and start thinking about the things you really do want. So your subconscious will go, oh, that's what she wants. Oh, that's what she wants. Oh, that's what she wants. An easier, more comfortable birthing.
Yeah, it's we bombard ourselves with enough negativity, and that's not coming from others. It's coming from ourselves. So you're right. We have to be very, very cautious about that, because the mind is much, much stronger and more powerful than what I think many people realize. It can even go, well, this goes with mental health. Let's leave out the mental health, but you know, I've heard situations and read before where people say, I've got boils, I've got this, I don't feel good, something's happening, and then boils appear, things like that. And they weren't there, made them appear. So like Carrie is saying, I have these positive mental thoughts, and I'm glad that you have both the positive affirmations as to work on the conscious mind, as well as working on subconscious mind. So that's, everything seems very, very well rounded for what you do in your program.
Well, thank you. And I just want to mention one more thing. Sometimes mm-hmm. things don't go as planned in childbirth. And so I wrote and recorded a script called The Change of Plans, and it is included in HypnoBabies, so that, although most people never hear that track, but if there were a change of plans in any way, and that could be anything from a woman or a birthing person not wanting an IV, but she ends up having to have one, all the way to, I didn't want a cesarean, but now, you know, things have changed. And so they can still stay in hypnosis, listen to that track. It calms them right back down. Their veins stay nice and full, because we're going to need those for whatever procedure is coming. And they're able to deal with it in a calm, relaxed situation, even though things have changed that might have caused them emotional distress. So that is an important thing, too, for everybody to understand, that you, no matter what happens, you can still use hypnosis to stay calm, relaxed, and enjoy the experience, even though things are different.
My last question on this, because everything's been very, very helpful and insightful, even though I'm a man, not a woman, I can never give birth. You know, I may be able to experience that with a partner someday. But this works in what I'll call traditional birth, as well as the doula, correct? Whether you're in the water or not.
Yes, actually, I'm so glad you brought that up, because 95% of our students are hospital birthers who do HypnoBabies, you know, pretty much on their own, you know, with their headphones or their birth partner or whatever. Because 95% of the people out there giving birth are having their babies in the hospital in the US, not in Europe. And then the other 5% are having either a home birth or a birth center, a freestanding birth center birth with midwives. And of course, that's wonderful too. And we wish more people would consider that, because midwives are very highly trained. And you don't have to have a doula. You don't have to have a water birth. You don't have to have anything extra. You can do HypnoBabies any way you choose to give birth, anywhere you choose to give birth.
Okay. I fib. This is the last comment that I have, and you can please comment on this. We're talking about the benefit of the birther, but this, I would imagine, is also a benefit to the unborn child. because of the calm, relaxed state of the birther, and you know, the serotonins and all that stuff that's happening in the chemical change of the body when you get overly excited or anxious or you know, frightened, and all that can have an effect probably on the child. And I'm not an expert, but that's that from everything I've heard and read and known, that probably is true. So being in a calm state is a benefit for everyone.
Yes. So being in a calm state when you're pregnant, for instance, is going to help you maintain the right levels of hormones that will help your body and bathe the baby in these nice, wonderful hormones instead of cortisol and other stress hormones. These stress hormones can keep a person from actually going into her birthing time or starting labor. So we want everything to be nice and calm. And that's why we include fear clearing tracks in HypnoBabies so that you can literally listen to it and just let it all go in a hypnotic state, which is very, very powerful. And of course, not having those adrenaline, cortisol things in excessive amounts during the birthing helps the whole process to be smooth as well, because then there's no constriction of the muscles down around the cervix or lower abdomen or anywhere, the thighs, to cause more pain or cause a blockage of the baby coming out. And then the baby usually is much more calm because the mom has been calm during the pregnancy, but it also, you know, is calm and relaxed and able to nurse right away because it doesn't have extra drugs in its system. So most of our moms do not choose to have the regular birthing drugs that can enter the baby's system. Even an epidural, those drugs will enter the baby's system. They might tell you they don't, but they do. And that can keep the baby from breathing properly. It can keep them from nursing properly. And so our babies are much more calm and relaxed with no stuff in them when they're born. And there's also one more thing. Mm-hmm. And that is that whether we all want to admit it, there is an association between the way the baby was born and the baby for the mother. On a conscious level, maybe, maybe not. But on a subconscious level, definitely. And we want that all to be super positive. We want to avoid that first traumatic birth that many people have out there. And that's a big thing. Yeah. And if they have already had a traumatic birth, then we want them to have a healing birth with HypnoBabies, a much easier time of it. And that's where my passion lies.
Wow. Perfect way to close out. That was all well said. And like I said, very, very informative. So I hope the people that are listening and watching will take this to heart and go to your website, hypnobabies.com, and seek you out, get some more information, and you know, use your services. So I want to just say thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Can I just throw out my email?
Yes.
Okay. So my email address is director@hypnobabies.com. And remember, that's HypnoBabies.com. And if you have any other issues, I'm talking to your listeners out there that you might need help with, whether it's weight release or smoking cessation or phobias or sports performance or things like that, I can direct you to places where you can also use hypnosis for those things. So I'm happy to be of help.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we'll make sure that we get your email and website and everything in the show notes. So we'll do that.